Welcome back. So today I'm going to have another Arvon Brewing review. This is Profound Technique, a double New England style IPA. From the side of this, this is 8.4% ABV. Hopped with Galaxy, Citra, Mosaic, Cairo, Citra, and Cairo Mosaic. I did pay $6.29 for this. I do know this is their 100th beer. When I looked it up on Untappd, I saw it. I'll show you. I see the scores now. But down here at the very bottom, the first one, for our 100th batch is what this is. So it sounds good, and usually when I go to Megabev or somewhere like that, if they have something I haven't had, I just pick it up. There is no date on this, and I don't think I saw one. Yeah. I just pick it up. I don't look. So this is the first time I'm looking, but yeah, that's some good hops. So you're just, I wonder why, I mean, obviously I don't think there's a Cairo Galaxy, is there? But it would have been cool if they would have just did the Citra and the Mosaic, then the Cairo versions of that. But it is what it is. Let's go ahead and get this thing open. Get it into a glass. So we are at a double New England IPA since we're over 7.5. Let's hope that doesn't go over. I think we're okay. Off-white colored head, some orange coming through. I would say, looking at it like this, the very outside, I would say eggshell white. But then as you start going in, it's got that like translucent yellow coming up, like a white yellow coming up from this, that pour in this glass, two fingers of head. Milky yellow. All right, let's turn it. There you go. Have to show the Arvon. And I think the can, I think that's the Mackinac Bridge. I could be wrong, but I don't focus on me. I think that's the Mackinac Bridge. But let's go ahead and smell. Whew. Mosaic, it almost smells like Simcoe. Like a little onion garlic. Like some dankness. I'm guessing that's from the Galaxy. Sweeter berry with some citrus. I have seen Citra kick off fruity. And just by the color, I would say it's about half and half. I was going to say because it's yellow, it's got a tint of orange. Yeah, there's definitely some dankness. I'm going to go, that's what, from the Galaxy. There, dank berry, because that dankness is big in this. So yeah, like a dank berry, pomegranate fruit, citrus, like generic. I, by the color, I would go with orange. But like an onion garlic, like that Simcoe, and once you get past that, it's like that dankiness and that sweeter, juicy fruit starts coming out. That last smell, I would say mango. Like a mango berry. That's about it. Let's go ahead and taste. I could name 100 fruits and some seedy berries. Then for the citrus side, I would go orange. Orange rind, something like that. Let's go ahead and taste. I think that I get a touch of berry, but it's, I want to say like a melon, like a zesty melon is what I'm getting, with some grapefruit bitterness in the back. Like a little fruit up front, mango, like mushy mango. warm mango, something like that. I think the bitterness is good. It's you get a little, I would say sweet berry, but then like that bitterness comes in and kind of tones down that sweetness. Perceived bitterness of 65, somewhere in there, 60, 65. More grapefruit rind bitterness on the back end of this. I'm not getting like that dankness that I get in the smell. I think the aftertaste is where I'm getting the berry. But I would still almost say like an onion garlic. Even in the taste. Easy drinking. On this one, I would go 4.25 out of 5. There is a lot of stuff going on, and I'm sure I'm missing something. And we'll see, because I'm guessing somebody's saying pineapple. Or maybe the style guidelines, something pineapple. But like it's grapefruit pineapple, something like that. I'm guessing, but I'm going to stick with mango. So 4.25 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. Like, I feel like I'm breathing bitterness. Breathing fire bitterness. So 7 of my friends have checked it in. 4.46 out of 5. Almost 2,000 people. 4.25 out of 5. They are not listing the IBUs on this one. So juicy, dank, creamy, fruity, soft. So I'd say I got the juicy. I got the dank. I put juicy fruit together. Creamy? There's citrus. The bitterness is like grapefruit citrus. Yeah. Let's see what people are saying. Creamy. I don't think it's... Maybe it's just me in the Hot Butcher beers. I wouldn't put creamy mouthfeel. Tropical notes, smooth, outstanding. Very tasty. No jinx. Gave it a 4.5. Dank citrus. There you go. Big, juicy, dank citrus. I wouldn't put it all the way in the citrus like that, though. But that's just me. Super dank. Yeah. Bitter citrus. Tropical citrus. Yeah. Yeah. What would I change about it? I think you need to lower the bitterness. Or it's almost like that juicy tropical fruit and maybe that citrus. Especially if you're using a mosaic, it's almost like, to me, it's covered up. Mosaic's going to give you a berry, a cotton candy, something like that. That's really not coming through in this beer, in my opinion. And per everybody else, they're not saying that. Now, does that mean you're always going to get a berry or a cotton candy? Maybe not. But from doing all these beer reviews that I have, I've always got a berry, sweeter berry, or cotton candy out of Mosaic. So I think that should be in there. The bitterness is a little too high. Usually the chiral hops are higher alpha acid, and I think that's showing here. I'm not saying they used it in the boil, but whatever they used in the boil probably needs to be toned down, or too big of a dry hop, in my opinion. That needs to be toned down. That berry cotton candy needs to come out a little bit more. But that's just my opinion. Definitely worth picking up and trying if you can get it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.